Repeat after me. I'm Madison.
I'm Madison.
Take JT.
Take JT.
To be. The best podcast host.
The best podcast host.
With me.
With me.
On this podcast.
On this podcast.
And in. Sick and health.
Sick and health.
I don't know the rest of it.
I do.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. If that sounded a little bit familiar, probably wasn't. Those are some of what some vows sound like at a wedding. And if you clicked on the episode, then you know exactly what all we're going to talk about. Weddings.
Yeah.
Don't you love that?
Yeah.
Madison and I have been married since June 4th of 2022, so over a year now.
Yeah.
It's been going great, steady, strong. Loving, and we are very excited to bring you this episode where tonight we're actually not going to be talking about one wedding. We're going to be talking about two.
Not our wedding.
Yeah, no. These are the first two weddings that we have attended since we have been married.
Yes.
We have had opportunities to go to other weddings, but unfortunately they were out of town. Schedules couldn't line up. But for those that we did miss, we do send our love and, our thank yous for inviting us and stuff. But it wasn't just a special day because we went to these weddings. It was also a special day for me in particular because I was actually in the weddings.
Both of them.
and I know y'all are thinking, oh, it's probably a Saturday and then... the next Saturday after that. No. This was a Saturday and then the next Sunday, like the next day.
The 14th and the 15th.
Exactly. So we'll just go ahead and break it down, Madison. Whose wedding did we go to on the 14th?
So on October 14th, JT's really good school buddy and soccer friend, Brandon and his wife Z got married, and JT was in their wedding. We got to go to their rehearsal dinner. Sadly, the other wedding's rehearsal dinner was at the same time, so we couldn't make both of them.
Yeah.
But Brandon and Z's wedding was super beautiful. It was outside and then an inside reception, and JT was in that wedding with 9 other groomsmen.
Yep.
And so he had a full day
of
doing whatever groomsmen do to get ready for a wedding.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, honestly. And before we get started, again, a huge congratulations and a happy 1 week anniversary.
Yes.
To both Brandon and Z.
A week and a day.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, honestly. And we were so happy to be a part of your day. Brandon and Z, and it was a lot of fun. Like, we got there, I got there, pardon me, at like noon on that Saturday. We spent all day, me and the rest of the guys, playing cornhole, taking pictures, watching some football, kicking around the soccer ball, just like hitting golf balls. I mean, it was just a chill bro day.
So all the sports imaginable.
Yes.
Y'all did.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We pretty much just had a bro day, honestly. It was just a chill bro day. And
you knew a lot of these groomsmen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew a majority of them. Probably like 8 of the 10 of us I had a real good connection with.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two, I may not have like known them as well, but I have still met them.
Right.
And so it was a lot of fun. The pictures were great. We all got to take goofy, silly, doofus pictures, but that's how the wedding felt. I mean, like that's how, not the wedding, that's how us and the groom, Brandon, that's how we all were with each other. We're just big old doofuses. So it was a lot of fun. And, the wedding was beautiful. Like you said, it was, The weather was perfect. They couldn't have asked for a better day. And it was out at the manor
at Mount Carmel.
Yes, thank you. And it was about a 30-minute drive from our house, and so not too bad. Mm-hmm. But you went with my mom and dad to the wedding. You drove there.
Yeah.
We all met up, did the ceremony. Then y'all went back for the cocktail hour.
Yeah.
While we went and took other pictures with the groom and bride and family and stuff like that. And then after that, we went back, celebrated, watched them do their first dance, ate, and then we had to leave because we then had to go to the second wedding, Josh and Taylor's wedding, which we'll talk about that in just a second. We had to go to their little shindig, I guess you could call it.
It was the groomsman and his family of Josh.
Yeah.
So they were having a get together. Even though I'm not a groomsman, I was still there.
Yeah. She was my plus one.
I was there because we wanted to support them as best we could.
Yeah, and you know, we try to do, Madison and I, this is one thing that I love dearly about Madison, is we want to, she especially wants to do everything in her power to make others happy. And we both felt really bad for Josh and Taylor because everything that we wanted to do for them, showers, bachelorette trips or whatever,
the rehearsal dinner,
I mean, just everything was just, we were up against a wall and there was no way we could make it. I know for one, we couldn't make a shower because we were out of town. The other one, when the guys went on their bachelor trip, because I was a groomsman in this one as well, it was me and four others,
mm-hmm.
Me and four others, and when they went out of town, I couldn't take off work, and they went to Orlando, so there was no, you know, funny enough, I say funny enough, but ironically enough, I couldn't make either bachelor trip.
Oh, yeah.
Because when Brandon had his bachelor trip to Nashville, now granted, Brandon and Z took their bachelor and bachelorette trips respectively on the same weekend to the same place.
Yeah.
And they met up.
We kind of thought about that.
Yeah.
But we decided against the meeting up part. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were like 30 minutes away from each other when we went down to the beach.
Yeah. Like both of our parties were at the beach at the same time. Mm-hmm. We never saw each other just at home and then back at home.
Yeah. But Brandon and Z took their parties to Nashville. We were on our cruise during then, so we couldn't go. Brandon or Josh and his party went to Orlando, and they took off Thursday, or they left Thursday morning, got there Thursday evening, spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or came back Sunday. They spent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all down in Orlando, came back Monday. I could not take off work because of things that were happening at work, and short staff. So couldn't take off. I tried, but they were like, hey, we can't let you do that. Yada, yada, yada. But
no, I mean, I'm going to stop you before you keep going on Josh's wedding, going back to Brandon's wedding. Mm-hmm. I mean, before we keep going on the weekend, you saw a lot of people, like
past people
that you knew.
Oh yeah. Tons of people. I mean, this felt
like
this felt like just a high school reunion, like a school, like obviously a lot of these people I grew up with since middle school, and we stayed really close all the way through, so it felt like those old days where and a majority of these people I played soccer with in high school, so it felt like old soccer times. And my mom and all the other moms got together. They took a nice little mother's soccer picture. It was cute.
Soccer moms.
The nostalgia was just filling in that room. Whereas Josh's wedding, I didn't really know a lot of people.
No.
I knew the groom's parents. I knew somewhat of the bride's parents, but not totally. I knew the podcast guys, which a majority of the podcast guys were in the wedding as groomsmen.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Darren's parents.
Yeah.
And that's family. It.
That's
it.
All I knew.
That's it. And there's nothing wrong with that. We met some cool people.
Yeah.
We got to talk to some cool people. But other than that, it was just, I mean, and it was a smaller wedding, I would say. Maybe, I think Brandon and Z's, I would probably tally at around 100. Maybe.
No.
Really? You don't think so?
Yeah. Because, I mean, ours was like 130. Like
85. 90
people.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out numbers.
I think Brandon Z's was close to ours, and Josh and Taylor's was like slightly under that. So like a good average wedding.
Wow. Okay.
I do think so, but start at the beginning of Josh's wedding, the yes. next day. Like, and like to recap, because I know we were talking a lot, we went to Brandon Z's wedding and had to leave early, so we couldn't send them off, which we were upset about, mm-hmm. but we wanted to support Josh, so we went and saw Josh for a groom's family
mm-hmm.
get-together. Then the next day, which was October 15th,
is
the Josh and Taylor's wedding, and JT had to go be a groomsman in that one, so he had festivities earlier than I did.
Yes, so...
And then I actually rode with Dom
yeah.
because mm-hmm. Dom is also mm-hmm. going, and I know that he lives near me
yeah.
and not one of the groomsmen. And so I was like, hey, yeah. Dom, can yeah. you come pick me up? He goes, sure. So I rode into both weddings with other people,
yeah.
and JT just drove me home.
yeah, yeah. No, so before I get into this, I know we're stopping and pausing. I do want to tell everyone out there, I know y'all are probably thinking, oh my gosh, you had to rent two suits, you know, all the same thing. Nope. I'm very thankful that both Brandon and Josh are simplistic people, and they don't want to put their grooms in too much debt, and they both went with all black. So, yeah. black coat, black pants, black tie. The only difference was Josh had a black vest, and Brandon had no vest, and Josh had a black pocket square, and Brandon was, we were supposed to have white yeah. pocket squares,
yeah.
but some of the groomsmen didn't have
like front pockets,
so we were like
the people that did their outfits was not good.
Yeah.
Like, nothing matched, stuff was wrong size. Yeah.
And that's nothing against the grooms, that's nothing, it's just no, the place that we went.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
We're not gonna name names.
No, we're not
we're not gonna bash, no. but I know that our experience was not that great.
yeah, and so, luckily for me, I just rented an extended day for the suit, and I returned it on Monday, and then we called it a day. But back to Josh's wedding.
I don't think it could have gotten any easier for
no,
you.
No, it couldn't. It really couldn't have. So back to Josh's wedding. Brandon's wedding was at 3:30, and I got there at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Josh's wedding was at 4:30, mm-hmm. and I got there around 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
So we pretty much got there, hung out for an hour or so, and then got ready for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did pictures like normal, you know.
You had to run through it.
Yeah, I had to quickly learn where I was standing, who I was walking with, yada, 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 like 20 minutes before, like, showtime.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. Luckily for weddings, if you've never been in one, it's fairly easy.
Yeah.
You just stand where, yeah, you just stand, and then you grab the person's arm that you're walking with, and you walk in, which was funny because I had not met the young lady that I was walking down the aisle mm. with, and so when we got past all the people, we stopped right in front of where we were supposed to get to, and I turned, and I was like, hey, my name is JT, nice to meet you, and she was like, oh, hey.
And this was after the ceremony.
Yeah.
This was the first time you walked with her, was after the
walked
ceremony
and talked
was
with her.
Done.
Walked yeah. and talked with her, so.
And introduced yourself.
No, but it was so much fun. The unfortunate part was the weather was not behaving, and it started raining about 20 minutes before
yep.
the wedding.
Yep.
Luckily, it died down.
It was an outdoor wedding.
Yes, it was an outdoor wedding, yes. And it was at the Cedar Hall in Bartlett.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful place. Like, the wedding was beautiful. It oh, really yeah. was. Some things that made it beautiful was, even though the weather was very, like, muggy. Not muggy, but very, like, misty, I guess yeah. you can call it, because it just rained, it stopped, the trees were still like dropping rain mm-hmm. droplets, the sun came out, and it had a perfect shot on like the front of the wedding, and it was yeah. just, it was overall, it was beautiful.
Yeah, the rain stopped like 2 minutes before the ceremony started, so then we had to the people working there had to like clean off all our chairs and dry them off,
mm-hmm.
and so we sat down and we're like, okay, we gotta get this rolling.
Yeah, so
and the sun started shining like during the ceremony.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
the sun didn't come out till in the middle of the mm-hmm. ceremony.
And then of course after the ceremony, we then again took more pictures. Got to the reception, partied it up. And
before the reception, y'all are taking more pictures. It's called a cocktail hour.
Yes.
And during the cocktail hour, we were all standing around in the courtyard. And because it was a chilly day, they had apple cider. And I thought that was so fun and such a good idea because typically it's like alcoholic drinks.
Yeah.
And at Brandon and Z's wedding, that's what we had for our cocktail hour was actual cocktails.
It was an open bar.
But in Brandon and Josh's, they had
Brandon
and Josh's, Josh and Taylor's, there was apple cider and little hors d'oeuvres. Light hors d'oeuvres were being passed around, and I think maybe punch or water or something, but... I thought that was really nice because they knew it was going to be like a chilly fall day. And so they were like, let me make something hot.
it was a fantastic wedding and ceremony. Everything was beautiful. I know it sounds like we're repeating what we said about Brandon and Z's, but both weddings were honestly like beautiful weddings. They were both wonderful. Yeah. You know, unfortunately for Josh and Taylor's, the weather was a little bit of a hiccup, but we got through it.
Mm-hmm.
We persevered, and
I thought it was pretty for Taylor's bridesmaids. Mm. Like all throughout Taylor's and Josh's weddings, the flowers were just the baby's breath, so they are itty bitty white flowers. And so nothing else. It was just the white flowers, so they kept it really simple, really elegant. And all her bridesmaids had a different color dress on, different color, different style. Obviously, it worked together, but, I mean, it was like a
pastel kind of colors.
I don't know if they were pastel. They were very fall-like. I mean, like a dusty blue, a green, like an olive green. There was a nude champagne color, and then
I'm glad you know these colors.
Like a rusty orange.
I'm glad you know these colors.
Yeah, that's why I said them. So that was like the color on her bridesmaid's side, and I hadn't seen that before. I thought that was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
That was the color of the wedding, was all her bridesmaids.
But no, like I mentioned, after the ceremony, after the cocktail hour, we partied it up, had a great, great time. I do want to give two shout outs to Christian and Darren, because they had two incredible speeches for Josh. Like it sounded very professional, and it was, they made us laugh. They brought back memories, and it was just, it was just two great speeches.
Oh, I loved listening to it because of how close I was to these guys.
Yeah.
Like most weddings you go, you either don't know them or had seen them in a passing or like family or something. No, like I actually knew these guys.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was so special.
Well, speaking on speeches, because I asked Josh, I was like, do you want me to do a speech? And he was like, no, it's fine. You know, I asked, Darren and Christian to do speeches. You can, but you don't have to. And I was like, and I was thinking about it, and I'm glad I didn't, because I would have never topped what Christian and Darren did. But for Brandon's rehearsal dinner, I did give a speech for Brandon on his side, and I thought I did pretty well.
Man, dude turned into a stand-up comedian. That's what that was your speech.
I tried.
Silliness.
I tried. I mean, that's
popped in a little seriousness, and then going back to a joke.
I mean, that's what me and Brandon's relationship has always been, very goofy. Then we've had our serious moments together, but also back to very goofy. Yeah. And just, you know.
Well, I like that. It was a break from all the seriousness, which you need that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's always important to find laughter.
Oh yeah. But that will do it for how both of us or both weddings went and stuff. Now,
and the next day I went to work.
Yes, and I took off work because I was dead tired. But what we want to talk about now is, June 4th of 2022, Madison and I got married. You all know this. It's in history. Before that, we went to weddings, and we kind of, on the way back, we were like, that's such a beautiful wedding. I wonder what ours is going to look like. We took like points. We took notes. How did the girls walk? How many groomsmen? How many bridesmaids? How many this and that? And we took notes, and we kind of sat down, talked about the wedding, and then kind of put it in our heads. Okay, how do our weddings want to look? Now, these two weddings were the first two weddings that we've been to since we have been married. I don't know about you, Madison, but me being in the weddings, watching everything go down, I really didn't do much of like I don't have a right to nitpick because it wasn't my wedding, and I never want to compare mine and someone else's because they're two completely different. Mm-hmm. But I think both weddings went as perfect as they could make it.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that every wedding has, we had it in ours. They had both Josh and Brandon had it in their weddings, was miscommunication on parts. Yeah. But that's always going to happen.
I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of working parts.
Mm-hmm. A lot of he said, she said, communicating. Because, yes. You know, the bride and groom, they're not supposed to see each other, mm-hmm. this and that. The one thing that I'll say that was different about both weddings compared to ours was both Josh and Brandon wrote down their vows in books, and they read them to both the bride and the groom, read them to each other back to back.
Both sets of weddings did that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because the reason I know that is because both Brandon and Josh wrote theirs like 20 seconds before they went out to read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They said, guys, help me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was when Brandon got to the, like, because me and a couple of the guys got there before Brandon on, during like the get up or the get ready part. And he's like, God, I gotta go write this stuff down. Both had him on their notes, on their phone notes. Mm. So, like, they've been, like, plugging and, you know, typing, like,
down.
Throughout this engagement. And then, but they never put it in a book. Mm. But both sets of couples had back-to-back reading to each other. They did not read them at the, you know,
At the ceremony,
yeah, but they read them in private, and they took pictures, and the photographers took pictures of the books. That's something you and I didn't do. Because we kind of just, you and I like to just tell each other sweet things and like tell each other how much we love each other, just at random moments. And
I'm not a writer.
Yeah. And
you would have had 3 pages and I would have had a paragraph.
No. See, yeah, that would have been, I would have had to like tone it down, and I never want to make myself look above what Madison would have wrote. And if she went first and I went second, it would have been like, oh.
Cross that out. Yeah, I'll skip over that.
Yeah,
I have to say.
But if I went first and then she went, and it's like, oh. Yeah, so, and it's nothing against doing vows. It's just.
No, I think it's really sweet. I think that's a couple-on-couple basis. Like, mm-hmm. that is just not something that we thought we needed mm-hmm. in our relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, we said the ones that come straight from the Bible, and that's what.
It's all that matters.
That's what we need.
Yep. And honestly, it was, I mean, both weddings were great. I'm trying to think of anything else that like was different. I mean, I don't think anything. I mean, all three were outside. All three mm-hmm. had receptions that were like, well, our reception was kind of under an awning, but outside.
Yeah.
Both Josh and Brandon had theirs inside mm-hmm. somewhere else. So maybe that was a little different than, you know,
they had real food.
But here's the thing, they both got catered by a place where we had like finger foods and stuff like that, which again, perfectly fine. And I think the pictures took a little longer for their weddings than ours, because here's the thing, both we took pictures before. You know, we took pictures, we did our first look, and then we took pictures mm-hmm. with the entire party, mm-hmm. family and everything. They did that afterwards, mm-hmm. after the ceremony.
I forgot, Brandon and Z's first look was at the aisle.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. yet, Brandon had not seen Z until she was walking down the aisle. Mm-hmm. However, Josh and
Taylor
mm-hmm. had a first look.
Yeah.
But all y'all still had to do pictures.
Yes, and we did, again, it was fine because they got done with, and they were perfect. Yeah. Like, they were great. So just those small things. Again, I absolutely loved being in both of these weddings. They were so much fun. You know, I love both of these parties.
They're really good friends.
Really good friends with the, you know, the grooms, and then the brides are just, you know, they'll be family for the rest of our lives and everything. And so, like I mentioned earlier, we really just want to wish and congratulate both Brandon and Z and Josh and Taylor for an amazing ceremony. We wish you nothing but the best, you know, in the future. I hope you both had a fantastic honeymoon. Cause y'all, I know y'all went and relaxed. I know y'all hate to be back. Yes. So,
weather.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we're going to wrap this episode up, by giving you guys what we did the past week. Oh yeah, that's right. We just told you.
Oh, yeah.
that's pretty much what we did. Some other things that y'all might have missed, both Madison and I are currently watching two shows, Gen V, which is a spinoff of The Boys. Not going to get into that because that is just one big old graphic, mature show. If you feel the need to watch it, sure, go right ahead. But we are also watching Loki season 2. We are on episode 3. Episode 4 comes out this week. It's been a fantastic show. Mm-hmm. I've absolutely loved it. Madison can tell you that. This has been one of my favorite shows ongoing. And then on this past Saturday, on the 21st, our very own Dom, who you've heard in our conversations before, he's a part of a Beyond the Batcave podcast. He had a very special day on Saturday.
Yeah.
He is on his second Marvel cover ever. And
comic book,
yes. He is playing the Sam Wilson Captain America character, and he had a comic book signing where he came into the store and signed issues for people and whatnot. And I am thrilled to tell everyone that we had 95 people come into the store.
Wow.
On Saturday, and Dom sold 65 books.
That's really good.
Yeah. Family members came in, old bandmates of his came in, college classmates came in to see him. It was like I was really happy for him and proud of him. He even mentioned to us, he was like, I almost teared up a couple times seeing some of these people walk in. And it was really such an amazing, amazing time. So, Madison, I really think this episode is just us telling the listeners how blessed we are with friends.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly is amazing, the people that we surround ourselves with. And we could not be.
It's important.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. And so we are truly excited for the future for all of these people. Madison, what we got going on next week?
So, next week, your parents are going to the beach for a pop-up vacay, and so
they knew about that I couldn't go. They knew that we couldn't go, and they still said, yeah, you know what, we're going to go.
Because they hadn't gone, just them two, before.
They have two.
No, okay.
Okay, there's a purpose. Okay, there is a purpose for them going to the beach. Let me tell you that. Many of you know my dad. He is somehow a big South Alabama fan, and they're going to the beach, and then they're going to the beach Thursday and Friday, and then they're leaving Friday or Saturday morning out of their hotel and driving to Mobile and watching South Alabama play, and then they're coming home Sunday. So that's really the main reason to go to the beach.
Gotcha.
Because if they weren't going to the beach, they would just drive down Friday, stay in a hotel in Mobile, go see the game, and come back. But they were like, you know what? Let's just take off 2 extra days. And anyways.
Must be nice.
Must be nice, Debbie, Mike.
So we have to take care of Grizzy because he's going to be home alone.
Yep. He's going to be acting a fool.
So then on Thursday, we have our new episode of Loki and new episode of Gen V. Thursday nights are always busy. Dinner with parents and I have to go home and watch shows.
Yep.
And then Friday, my devotional group is having a little bitty get-together of whoever wants to come, and we're having a carving pumpkins party. And so me and JT will get to do that and carve more pumpkins.
Because we haven't carved enough.
We carved 2 a couple weeks ago with Mackenzie and Hunter.
And they're already rotten.
Yes, they go fast.
Okay, it's crazy to me how you have some of these like wild stories where it's like, oh yeah, my pumpkin didn't go bad until Easter or whatever. And then it's like we carved them, put them outside for like a week, and then they're...
Okay, so here's the thing.
Okay.
If you keep the pumpkin intact. No cuts, no moldy spots. It's just a regular pumpkin with no holes in it. And you keep it inside.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's not going to do anything. Now, if you cut open a pumpkin, now oxygen's going to get it, and it's going to mold really quick. Yes, yeah, so if you cut it, it's going to mold. If you don't cut it, it can stay till Easter time.
Wow, crazy. Yeah.
So, we carve pumpkins with Mackenzie and Hunter. Those are going bad, so then me and JT are going to carve some in this carving party. But I like to do this fun little activity with my kids and at school. And I carve a pumpkin, and I put, like, the baking soda and vinegar in the pumpkin, and so it makes it look like he's, like, throwing up guts or something. Mm. And so I have to carve a pumpkin for that this week. And so I will be carving two more pumpkins before the next time I talk to y'all again. So that is Friday, and so Saturday, JT can talk more about this, but the Bat Cave is having a first trunk or treat, and so JT and Terrell will open up their trunks, which we need to get some things for that.
So here's the thing. Trunk or treat at the Bat Cave, it's not your normal trunk or treat. It's not like a ton of cars with, you know, candy and stuff in it. Terrell, we are both going to be dressing up. I don't want to tell you who we're going to be, so it'll be a surprise if you show up. Mm. But Terrell will be dressed up. I will be dressed up. Madison will be dressed up. And
I am.
Yes, you are. And surprise. And my Jeep will be giving out comic books instead of candy. Mm. Because the Batcave is a comics store. Mm-hmm. It's a toy, you know, comics and collectibles toy store. And so my Jeep will be giving out comics. Terrell's will be giving out candy. You can take pictures with us, hang out with us, and then you can go inside the Batcave, get more candy, shop around, possibly a discount, and just have a good old time. And it's going to be fun. Mm. Very excited for it. Like I said, it's our first time doing this. This stuff, so very, very much looking forward to it. But next Sunday, the 29th, someone special has a birthday. Would you like to talk about that?
My dad.
Yes, yes.
Scott. And Sylvie.
That's who they I was share, talking about. no, just kidding. Just kidding.
They share a birthday on the 29th. Mm-hmm. So we'll be celebrating both of them.
Yes, very excited for that. But guys, thank you so much for listening. And we apologize for being off and on and off and on. Our lives are just very busy. We gave you some time in advance and told you that we are going to be very busy coming up. But
I'm sure it'll slow down.
Oh no, it'll definitely slow down. I hope.
And then we'll be boring.
Yes, and then like, and then yeah.
Why can't we do anything?
Yeah, then we'll be like, oh my gosh, what we got going on? But guys, we really do appreciate all of you listening and tuning in. And again, finally, we want to give two huge shout outs, three actually, to Dom, first and foremost, for having an incredible event, and proud of him for being, you know, as awesome as he is and being on the cover of a Marvel comic. And then the final two shout-outs we want to give to is Brandon Z and Josh and Taylor. We love you guys. Congratulations on, you know, getting married. And welcome to the club.
Yep.
Welcome to the club. But that will do it from us, and we will see you next time.
Next time.